It's 107.7 The Bone, Baby Huey, along with Joe Hawk. We're backstage at Shoreline for the 2016 Vans Warped Tour. And Joe, you and I both agree, this is the band we've been most excited to interview.
You have no idea. We're sitting with real big fish.
So what you're saying is you're going to be really, really disappointed.
I'm about to get all Wayne's right now. You were not worthy.
I was going to be like Chris Farley and say that was awesome.
Remember when you guys played beer?
That was awesome.
Well, I don't know if I should jump into that right now, if I should do my story or...
Story.
Get into it. Let's do it.
Really excited because, I mean, for me, I feel kind of like one of the older guys out here today.
How do you think we feel?
I know. Well, so I've been a fan of you guys, you know, ever since the 90s. And it's really an honor right now to talk to you guys just for, like I said, for so many years. And even for you, Aaron, I go way back to 2002. I saw you with your other band at iMusicCast in Oakland with, I think it was the Locals before they were the Matches.
Oh, with the Matches, yeah.
Yeah.
And
we played a lot of shows up there at iMusicCast.
Yes.
Yep.
So a
right
big
there.
Fan came back to
there
Forces of Evil, got that camera. So I was like, oh, I had to bring this out, though. It's like, oh.
Camera?
Yes. Hey.
Hi.
But no, like I said, just been a big fan for so long. And let's just jump right into it. How's the tour been going so far for you guys?
I thought you wanted to hug first.
Oh my God.
A little man love.
Dude, goes
a long way.
I'm so happy.
You can say all that nice stuff and then not get a hug after.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You earned it, man.
I am a hugger. But how's the tour been going so far for the Vans Warped Tour?
That was a good hug, by the way.
It was. That could be the best thing that I've seen you get in a long time.
Real big. Bear, wait. No.
Maybe we should.
Oh my God! No pun intended.
We'll do the interview and then we'll do the.
Okay.
Don't break the talent, please. Don't break the talent.
Yeah, right. But Warped Tour has been awesome. This one's been a lot of fun, and a lot of our friends are on it too. Like our whole stage, the Journey's Left stage, is just all of the friends that we've met through the years who got famous.
Yeah.
After opening up for us, we're not jealous. But we're glad to see them still doing so well too. Like we found Glory and.
And Sum 41.
Sum 41.
You know.
Any bands?
I mean, newer
bands?
We could
go on. Any newer bands that you guys are like, wow, that's a really good band. I'm glad we get to see them on this tour.
I think everybody in the band is loving the Interrupters and
Masked Intruder.
Those guys are really funny, too.
We saw them earlier.
Those guys are a cart. Like, they come in like, oh, hey, nice equipment there. I wonder what it goes on. What it would go for at a pawn shop or something like that.
Yeah, they never drop the character
awesome.
Once. Ever all day long, and they keep those masks on all day long.
Nice.
The whole Warped Tour.
Sweet. So, any funny stories?
I don't
so
even
far?
Keep this Hawaiian shirt on for more than 10 minutes at a time.
I was going to say, do you have a lot of them on file?
Yes, I do. I have a lot.
Rotating closet. Was it Einstein keeps wears the same outfit all the time because he doesn't want to waste the brain power on outfits? I think so.
That's what I usually do.
I'll buy that.
Yeah.
I have a lot of brain power, so I try to conserve most of mine.
For the band itself.
Yeah.
Just for, you know, the future.
Yes, absolutely. So how many Warped Tours has this been for you guys? Is this...
seven?
We did 97, Australia 97, which was fun because we all had to pack all the bands on like a Greyhound-style bus because they don't have tour buses there, and they drive us to the next site and the night before, and then they hand out all the tents, and all the bands had to set up their own tents, and it was like a camp out.
Yeah, only with things that want to kill you every
day. Never mind that it was in the country with the most dangerous, deadly spiders and snakes.
And crocodiles. You know, just the little things.
But I digress. Hey, 97, and then 2002, 2008. 2010, 2013, 2013 Australia again. This time we got hotels.
Nice.
And then
we barely slept in them.
2016.
So you guys, I mean, it's obvious kind of like the veterans of this tour. Do you have you noticed any of the younger bands coming up to you guys just for like maybe advice, tour advice, band life advice?
We got kids coming up to us all the time being like, how'd you get so cool? And we're like, get out of here, kid. We're too cool
Fuck
to
you,
talk
kid.
To you.
Nice. It's,
nobody asks us for advice. We're
really?
Kind of, we're just like, we set the example of what not to do, and then people don't do what we do, and then they get big and famous.
Interesting. So, I got to remember.
Don't have six people in the band.
A signpost to success.
Well, speaking of success.
Our way, which is the wrong way.
Yeah. Well, the Warped Tour itself has been around for 20 years now.
Any
particular reason why you think it's had such a great longevity as a tour? I mean, besides booking you guys on a regular.
A lot of people complain about the lineup sometimes, and it's usually the older people who went, you know, 10 years ago, back in the day.
Yeah, I was there in the day myself.
Well, I think Kevin Lyman has always done a pretty good job of keeping, like, an eclectic mix of bands and a lot of bands that appeal to younger kids. Like, Warped Tour's always been for the younger kids. Like, in the 90s, it was all the pop punk and stuff, and that's what the teenagers of the day loved.
Yeah.
So...
Now there's a lot of metal.
Like there's more music genres than there used to be.
Yeah, really diverse. Like, it's a lot to keep track of.
I mean, like 10 years ago, there was 190, but now there's like 3,000 music genres.
Absolutely. <Yeah. laughs> But and what's your guys' what would you think is the credit to your guys' longevity as a band? I mean, it's amazing that you guys have been around. I know it's a tough industry just to stay alive in, but you guys have just been going nonstop for... over 20 years.
You know, we have all day every day to think about this, so we have a good answer.
Oh really?
No. No, I think we're just really lucky in the 90s that we got, you know, up to that little next level where you're on the radio a little bit and on MTV and you just get that many more people's attention. Yeah. And
where it makes you magic,
people know about your band a little bit more.
That's what happened for me, just, you know, growing
so
up.
Yeah,
on
and
TV.
Being in the movie Basketball, oh my god, that helped us so much. So many people have heard about, even the people that have forgotten that we were ever on the radio, that we were ever had a hit with Sellout, know about Basketball. They know about Beer and Take on Me.
Yeah.
And so, I think Aaron did a great job writing the soundtrack to everybody's lives. Just,
yeah, you know, 20-year-old me was a badass songwriter.
and especially Where Have You Been, one of my favorite songs from you guys.
Oh, thanks, man.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. What's your relationship with the guys from South Park? And, I mean, do you stay in touch with them over the years? Or
they're actually waiting for me right outside. We're going to go do shots.
Hell yeah.
Off a hooker.
Yeah, no. Shots off a hooker. Sometimes, this guy. I wonder about him.
Yes.
No, we only briefly got to meet them on the set of the movie and say hi, and we got to play at the rap party for the movie with their band DVDA, and Les Claypool was playing bass. So that was fun. But I mean, we never exchanged phone numbers or anything.
Oh, okay.
And they were busy, we were busy.
Yeah. And they don't even like to talk about the movie Basketball. They're kind of, that was like their corporate sellout movie they made for the big studios instead of like their own controlled.
I think that movie is magic. I think it's really, really funny.
It's like the Naked Gun type of movie that I love.
Exactly. I just, what is it? Would they squirt milk out of the nipple? To me, that's always like, or what was it?
Love nipples.
The longest long contest.
Or was it Steve Perry?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
The great lines in
that's
that
so
one.
It's so quotable and so funny.
Well, also for me, as I mentioned earlier, growing up on you guys and what I love.
On top of us.
Literally.
Not literally growing up on top of you. Okay. Come on now.
Okay. He literally had his bed full of all your albums and he slept on them.
You gotta watch what you say to this guy.
I know, I'm so sorry.
I take things literally.
I like to get, you know.
Naked.
naked. But reminiscent of the 90s and that whole ska revival with you guys, even Say Ferris, Mighty Mighty Boston's. What about that time? Why did ska was able to make such a big impact on the music industry?
The 90s is like anything goes, man.
Yeah.
No. I think the ska scene around, especially in the U.S., had been building a lot over the late 80s because it came over from England with the two-tone stuff. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, there was, even before it was on the radio, like shows were getting really big, like.
Yeah.
We would even play for like 1,000 people. It was crazy. And we had put out our own album. We didn't even have a record deal or anything. But where was I going with this? I don't know. It was building and building and building, and then it just happened, and it was at the right time. Grunge had been a big thing for a while, and everything was serious and heavy, and I guess people needed something light.
It was definitely the sunshine.
And then
the
boy bands came out, and it went too far with the silliness and the fun, so then it went back to... I don't know.
Yep.
Do you think there is a revival right now? Because I know Say Ferris is working on some new music, and I think they had like a GoFundMe.
Oh, are they?
No comment.
Uh-oh. But, I mean, do you wish there may be some more bands coming out right now to kind of get this going again in the
well,
U.S.?
Well, the Interrupters are that good old-fashioned ska punk.
Yeah, like two-tone, like Madness and Specials.
And there are a lot of bands out there. Like, there's ska scene around the world is going
of,
really
there's
strong.
There's a lot of bands still.
Yeah, so it's just up to somebody to have like a big, huge
radio hit.
Chart-topping radio hit. Yep. And then they'll start calling it the fourth wave of ska.
Yeah.
I was going to say, like the Interrupters, they kind of give me that kind of that like Distiller sound, especially with the lead singer.
Oh, yeah.
I always tell people if Joan Jett sang for Operation Ivy.
Ooh, yeah.
Yes! I love that. I love that comparison. So what's next for you guys as far as after this tour and rest of 2016? Any big plans?
More touring.
Yeah, we're always on tour. We got a lot of like booze festivals coming up. Those are fun. We have a rum festival we're going to do. Beer festivals.
Yeah, we're going to do the 311 cruise.
311 cruise.
With those guys.
So much fun to be had.
Any dates coming back to the Bay Area that you can announce? Or
yeah, we're going to be in Brazil.
Oh, yeah.
No, the Bay Area.
San Francisco
Bay.
San Francisco.
Oh.
I think maybe in November we're going to do some touring. So.
Okay.
Awesome.
We might be back around then, probably.
I'm glad you guys came today because I missed he was with the Regency in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Less than Jake.
Yes.
I bet you we won't be in San Francisco. We'll be in Sacramento because we missed playing the Ace of Spades the last time.
Yeah, we played the Fillmore last time, too.
Oh, yeah, we did. We played the Fillmore.
Ace of Spades, Sacramento. I've never been there, but I heard it's really cool.
It's a lot of fun.
Sweet.
Everybody's drunk.
Nice. Like this
Except
guy.
Us.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, well.
He's drunk right now?
I smell it.
Soon.
Sorry, John.
Not the room.
Soon.
He's high on life.
Yep.
And drunk.
Drugs.
Guys, I can't thank you enough for making the time today. We got to ask our almost famous question. I'm so sorry.
Oh, yeah.
So our coworker Chasta, who can't be here right now, she's just had a baby.
What's her name?
Chasta.
Chasta? Not Shasta, but Chasta?
Yes. C-H.
Yes.
Chasta. Yeah.
Who did that to her?
She's from Oklahoma originally.
Chasta.
I think it's that explains it.
Don't make fun of her name, you guys. She's a new mom.
She's beautiful.
So she always
But she still has a funny name.
Hey.
Oh, she's going to love this.
Yeah, she is.
So, but she has her almost
Speak
famous
for yourself,
question.
John.
She always asks, what does music mean to you? So I'll go ahead and ask on behalf of her, what does music mean to you guys?
Oh, music means a lot. I have a 3-hour speech prepared. Are you ready?
Yes, please.
Let me get out my notes.
Not prepared, excuse me.
You want me to fix this?
Let's hear what John has to say. What does music mean to you?
We are lucky enough to get to affect people's lives in a positive way, and I think that's the most special thing that you can do is leave the world a slightly better place than you came into it as. And I think Real Big Fish has done so many good things for a lot of people, and it's really a privilege to get to do that.
Yeah.
So as a musician, this is the highest honor that I could possibly have, is to have a positive impact on people's lives.
That's great. But what does music mean to you, John?
I love it. This has been the most fun interview today. By the way, is that Black Adam t-shirt? Is it?
No.
No?
I made this.
What?
Yep.
Really?
He's taken back the
Sunday.
Lightning bolt symbol.
Perfect.
F that
it.
Flash guy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nice.
Flash. Johnny Christmas.
Oh.
I think it's very creative the way that on those posters they have the white stripes people and they have red and white stripes on them.
Like Chris Rock over
really
here.
Got creative with those posters.
Jack Black.
And then see Chris Rock is literally made of rock. Uh-huh. And then Kathy Griffin is there. She is
literally
Metallica.
Looking good.
They made out of metal.
I can't see that.
Ouch. Guys, thank you so much for making the time today. It's really
thank you.
To talk to you guys.
Thank you for having us.
If I would have told high school self that I was going to talk to you guys, it's really been an honor. And good luck with the rest of the year. And
if
everything.
I told high school myself that I was going to be doing this today,
you would run.
I would have ended it right there.
I would have gone to freaking law school.
Thank you, guys. Have a good rest of the day.
All right,
thank
thanks.
You.
See you later.